presenting the transcription feature, Superman!
Look, it's a plane!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
And now, Superman, champion of the weak and the oppressed, who came to Earth from the planet Krypton with physical powers far beyond those of mortal men, and who fights a never-ending battle against crime and injustice, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a large metropolitan newspaper. As you remember, Clark Kent, as Superman, accidentally discovered a large, cleverly hidden cave within a mountain that lay close to the railroad tracks where the car, bearing $5 million in gold from Metropolis National Bank, had mysteriously disappeared. Meanwhile, Jimmy Olsen had just got aboard another freight train bound for Metropolis with another armored car bearing $2 million in gold. But unknown both to Superman and Jimmy, the boss, mastermind of the train robbers, planned to blow up Rainbow Bridge over which the train must pass to get hold of the $2 million. As our story opens today, we find Superman in a large cave within the mountain where he has battled 10 desperados into submission. Fearful of Superman's continued ire, they have agreed to disclose the secret of the freight car's mysterious disappearance. Listen.
We get enough. We don't know who you are, but we get enough.
Good. And now will you answer my questions, gentlemen?
Yes, sure. Go ahead.
Splendid. The first question I want the answer to is this. How did that freight car, the one standing over there, the one that was carrying $5 million in gold, how did you manage to detach it from the freight train and bring it in here?
Go ahead, Bill. You tell him.
I can't tell him. You guys know what the boss will do to me if I squeal.
The boss? Who is the boss? Come on, open up, or it's going to be just too bad for all of you.
We don't know, honest, pal. We don't know. We've never even seen a boss.
What?
Any orders we ever had from him, we've gotten through a loudspeaker at headquarters or over this shortwave radio.
You've never seen him, eh? At the same time, you're pretty much afraid of him.
You don't know the boss like we do. Anything the boss wants to do, he does.
Like making freight cars, such as that one over there, carrying $5 million in gold, disappear.
That's right, pal. The boss is a clever guy. He can do anything.
Yeah.
I'm beginning to wonder about that. How did you get that freight car in here? How did you separate it from a train of nearly 100 other freight cars without the engineer or anyone else on the train knowing anything about it?
Look, pal, I can't talk. The boss will kill me if he finds out.
No, no, no. Don't hit me again.
Talk.
But I can't. I can't, you hear?
Talk.
All right. Okay, just don't hit me again. I'll talk.
I'm waiting.
The boss had it all figured out, see?
Yes.
Outside where the tracks run along the base of this mountain, there's a steep hill and a curve.
I know that.
When a train going downhill comes around that curve, the engineer has to slow down to 10 miles an hour.
Yes, go on.
Well, we had a couple of our boys disguised as brakemen on a train. And as it slowed down to 10 miles an hour, they uncoupled the freight car carrying the dough. Then they slowed down that one car to 7 miles an hour by using the wheel brake on top of it.
Yes.
So the front end of the train, going 10 miles an hour, went on ahead of the money car. And the rear end of the train was slowed down to 5 miles an hour by another breaker.
Oh.
So you see, that leaves the money car coasting down the tracks all by itself, with the front end of the train way ahead of it and the rear end of the train way behind it.
I see. But how did you get the car inside the mountain?
Oh, that was simple. We flung a pair of emergency tracks right on top of the regular track, switching the money car off the main line right into this cave.
Oh, I see. Then you quickly pulled up the emergency tracks and let the rear end of the freight train coast down and catch up with the front end.
That's it. We let the rear cars run free again, and they soon caught up with the other cars, which were still traveling slow. All we had to do then was to buckle them on again, and the job was done.
Certainly was simple.
Sure was simple. Nobody caught on to it, except you. Hey, listen. Listen, brother, who are you? Why the fancy costume? Where do you get your strength from?
Never mind that. Is the $5 million in gold still inside that freight car?
Yeah. The boss hasn't given us any orders to where to ship it yet.
How about the crew of guards that was inside?
Well, we got them locked up in a safe place.
That shortwave radio apparatus. You get in touch with the boss on it?
Well, we...
Can you or can't you? Don't stall. Answer me.
Yeah, we can get in touch with him.
Get him.
But we...
You heard me. Get in touch with him and do it right away.
Okay. You're the doctor. Turn around, Joe.
Okay.
I'll start sending a signal. QX4 calling QXW. QX4 calling QXW. QX4, calling QXW.
QXW, answering QX4. Come in, QX4.
This is Bill speaking, boss.
Yes, Bill, what is it? Nothing's gone wrong at Rainbow Bridge, I trust.
Rainbow Bridge? What do you mean by that? Go on, question him. You know what I want.
Well, why, what could go wrong at Rainbow Bridge, boss?
Nothing that I know of, but there must be some reason for your call. What do you want, Bill?
Tell him to come here at once. Tell him you've simply got to see him.
He'll never come. He'll expose himself by coming here. No one has ever seen him.
Bill, why don't you answer me?
Tell him to come here, quick.
Hello, boss. What I wanted was this. Can you come here right away?
Why, you know I can't come there. Are you out of your mind, Bill?
Tell him it's an emergency. You can't explain.
It's an emergency, boss. I can't explain.
An emergency? Why, what sort of an emergency?
Just say the $5 million. Just that, nothing more.
Oh, are you driving that? Why should I stay to...
Bill!
Do as I tell you or by heaven.
Okay, I'll do it.
Bill, why don't you answer me? Why do I have to come there? What emergency are you talking about?
Boss, the $5 million in gold.
Not another word.
$5 million? Well, what about it, Bill? What about
it? Shut off that sending apparatus.
But I can't.
I say.
Okay, shut it off.
Bill, what about the $5 million? What's happened to it? Why must I come?
Good.
Say, I don't savvy this, pal. Just what are you getting at?
The boss knows there's something wrong. He doesn't know what it is. Except that it has something to do with the $5 million.
So what?
Just this, my friend. If the boss doesn't arrive here within the next hour, I'll be very much surprised. He'll be so worried about that $5 million, he won't be able to wait.
But he'll kill me if he finds out what I've done.
Don't worry. He won't be in a position to do anyone any harm when I get done with him. One thing bothers me. What did he mean by asking if anything had gone wrong at Rainbow Bridge?
I don't know.
The boss wouldn't have asked you if you didn't know something. Now, come on, I'm not wasting time with you. What about Rainbow Bridge?
I tell you, I don't know.
There's a friend of mine on that train, the one that crosses Rainbow Bridge in about an hour. I'm not taking chances. Talk, friend, talk.
I'll talk. Don't hit me again. Please don't.
I'm waiting.
The Metropolis National Bank is shipping through another $2 million in gold.
Yes?
The boss plans to blow up Rainbow Bridge and hijack the gold car that way.
Oh. How is that to be done?
There's a crew of men out at the bridge now. The dynamite's been laid. And when the engine gets to the other side of the bridge, the dynamite will go off.
I see. Well, there's plenty of time. It's 6:15 now, and the train doesn't start out from Larimer until 6:00. It'll take it an hour to reach Rainbow Bridge. It'll arrive at the bridge until 7:00. I've got at least an hour. 1 hour in which I can wait for the boss before starting for Rainbow Bridge.
But, unknown to Superman, the train schedule has been changed. Instead of leaving Larimer at 6:00, the train left at 5, and is now only 15 minutes from Rainbow Bridge. Listen.
Hey, you want more steam, Charlie?
Charlie, there's plenty, Olaf. All right, how are you enjoying your first ride in the cab of a locomotive?
Oh, gee, it's swell. Sure, I'm getting a kick out of it. One thing worries me, though, and that's why my friend Clark Kent didn't meet me at Larimer.
Well, I wouldn't worry about that.
Yeah, but you see, he expected the train to leave at 6:00, not 5. He didn't know the schedule had been changed. What time is it now?
4:06.
Gee, probably just getting to Larimer Station now.
Well, now, me boco, there's nothing to worry about. You missed the train, and that's all there is to it. Nothing you can do, so why don't you just relax and enjoy the ride, huh? Ah, look now. Hey, we're coming to a real pretty view.
What's that?
Rainbow Bridge. Yeah, see, we're a little ahead of schedule. There's the bridge right ahead. Now, look, you lad. You see how beautiful it arches across the valley there?
Gee, sure it's beautiful. How soon before we start to cross it?
Well, I guess it's about another 5 minutes, lad. Yeah, another 5 minutes and we'll be crossing Rainbow Bridge. And then, me bucko, you'll be having one of the biggest trips of your life.
Hey, Bill, you think the boss will come?
I don't know. This guy here seems to think he will.
He'll come, all right. Probably on his way here right now. I'll bet anything he's plenty worried about what's happened to that $5 million.
Yeah, but nobody's ever seen him. He's taking darn good care of that. You think he's going to let anybody see what he looks like now?
It depends on which is more important. The $5 million or his identity?
Oh, holy jumping. That must be him now.
Can he come through the tunnel that leads into this cave alone?
Yeah, he can.
Good. We'll wait.
Yeah. Wait for the boss.
You ain't kidding. I never laid eyes on the boss. But when I do it, it's gonna be a shock.
He'll be the one to be shocked.
He's at the door.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm nervous.
Is that the signal?
Yeah.
Good. Now to see who the boss really is. Bill, open that door.
Who is the boss? Do you know? And what about Jimmy Olsen? In a few minutes, the train on which he is riding will cross Rainbow Bridge. And the boss's gang is waiting to explode that bridge as the train passes over it. Can Superman, unaware of his young friend's danger, possibly find out in time to save him? Be sure to listen to the next thrilling episode with Superman.
And remember, tune in the next thrilling installment of the transcription feature, Superman.
Up in the sky, look! It's a plane!
It's a plane!
It's Superman!
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics.